My name is Rolf Payet, and I'm the Executive Secretary of the Basel, Rotterdam, and Stockholm Conventions. These are three conventions that deal with the life cycle approach of all the things that we produce, from the home, from industry, and everything, and then that we throw away. So the Stockholm Convention deals with persistent organic pollutants, which is additives that are added in products such as furniture, clothing, and everything, which of course give good things, but at the end of the day can be toxic to you. But they accumulate in the environment and they get transported over a long range and accumulate in animals, but also in our human body. Then I deal with the Rotterdam Convention, which is really an information exchange system, a global system which allows countries to decide whether they want to import this chemical or not. And this is primarily pesticides, which is used in agriculture. And the third convention, which is of course the center of the discussions today, is the Basel Convention, which deals with the transboundary movement of waste. Now, the first principle of this convention is to minimize waste. And this, I think, was emphasized this afternoon in the side event. We need to minimize waste. So that's the first thing. Then the waste that we cannot deal with, for example, they're very complicated, like a mobile phone. The Basel Convention enables us to send it to a proper country, a proper facility where it can be dealt with. There's also, for example, waste oil, which is difficult to deal with in a small island like here because the facilities are not there. So these are, in summary, the three conventions.
Now, I mean, we're here at the SIDS conference. I mean, do SIDS have a bigger problem than most in terms of dealing with the effects of chemicals and waste?
The problem is massive. In fact, they underestimate it. You know, I've been a climate negotiator and I've done some wonderful things in biodiversity. This is my background. But when I look back and I say this is one area where I need to work because it is so much ignored. We think it is not a priority. It's actually of national priority when you think that it's affecting the brain of the growing children. And toxicity is something that is much ignored in small islands because they don't see it. It's the invisible part of thing. And of course, it's also difficult to say this problem is coming from this chemical because it's so complicated. On islands, people should be living longer. We should be what they call the blue zones. But people in the islands are having high levels of obesity, high levels of cardiovascular diseases, kidney problems, and all this. And I believe it's not only related to the diet, but also related to the exposure of these chemicals, which is enclosed in this such a small space, you know? Where do they find a place to dispose of these things? It's probably next door, 1 kilometer from here. Whereas in a bigger country, the landfill or the thing is 10,000, well, not 10,000, but 1,000 kilometers away. It's somewhere where even people don't go. But here, if you were to do an aerial survey, you'll find the landfill is just where people are living, where people, and the water bodies are connected in such a small way because on the islands, where they get water from the groundwater, and the landfill is right on top of the groundwater. So it is we're sitting on a time bomb, but because we don't see it, at the political level, we don't pay attention. And at the technical level, people are not interested because what we're talking about is very technical. It's not like talking about fish, coral reefs, and, you know, climate change. They're not really beautiful things. They are things that are not taken seriously at the political level, but they are important and they are significant.
So why are SIDS so vulnerable? I mean, if you look at tourism, for example, I guess you could say, well, it's a huge benefit, a huge driver of the economy, but it's also a curse when it comes to this issue of chemicals.
Yes, because we are failing to turn tourism into an opportunity, you see. The tourism has not only to benefit the people that invest in the hotels or invest in infrastructure, it has to benefit the whole country in terms of better infrastructure, but also better health and better education. And I think this is a challenge of many governments in small islands. How do we leverage tourism to become the motor for the economy and not only to drive education, health, and whatever, but also a cleaner, better environment? Knowing that if we don't have a good environment, the tourists will stop coming, right? I mean, no cruise ship will come and watch a coral reef which is all broken down. No cruise ship will come to a beach which is full of plastic. They won't come. But the responsibility is left to the island states, the governments of the island states, to do the cleanup, to do the protection, and to do the management. So we need to find the right formula, the right laws, the right standards, but also the right political will to tell tourism, look, we are going to invest in sustainable tourism. We're going to protect our country, at the same time allow tourism, but ensure that it is sustainable. And today, we're not living in the 1800s, we're not living in the 90s, we're living in the 20th century where the technologies are available for us to treat the wastewater to a very high level of quality. We have technology today to take to remove PET bottles from circulations and send them for recycling. We've seen and we have proof, and the minister was talking about it. When she was small, she took glass water bottles. I grew up with glass water bottles as well, and we had a refundable deposit on it. Why was it thrown out of the window? Expediency and consumerism. They told us that PET bottles is better than glass. It's better probably in a big country, but not in a small country like, here Antigua or Trinidad and Tobago or the Seychelles. These systems worked, and you didn't see waste. You didn't see PET bottles because the bottles were recyclable. You brought it back and they put the beverage in it and you kept using it.
The Seychelles was.
Yes.
You've been a minister.
Yes.
So you understand how important and how sensitive the politics are. But
yes.
There was a strong feeling in that room just now that there's not enough in the outcome document of this conference that to address and to get to the real heart of this problem.
Exactly. I think, I don't know, sometimes islands, because we are small, we have fear. But we are strong, and we are strong together as a group of small island states. We should be able to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. Cruise ships from now on, and I'm going to say it, the technology is available for them to crush those cans, for them to crush those PET in a small place and then take it back. Today, the cruise ships have desalination plants. They have wastewater treatment plants. They have everything. The technology is available. Let's equip those cruise ships with the right technologies to take all the waste back instead of putting it on the island.
So there's still too much short-term thinking, too much of a sense that, you have to maximize profit at all costs. Is that
exactly
is that the
that's
real
the problem? That's the problem. And of course, the islands face threat, because if a cruise ship says, I'm not going to come to your island anymore, the politician is thinking of the loss of jobs, the loss of revenue and everything. But we have to stand as a group and say, look, yes, we want cruise ships to come, but we want them to be sustainable as well. We want them to be environmentally conscious as well. And we have to stand together. And I think this meeting should show this kind of solidarity, should show this kind of understanding that we as a small group of islands need to stand together.
But how do you not drive businesses away? That's, I guess it's a fine line. It's a delicate balance, isn't it? To attract the investment, to keep the investment, and not just repel it.
Well, the thing is, you will repel the wrong ones. Because there's a lot of good investments. Believe me, there are cruise ship companies that want to be sustainable. And there are ones that just, if there's no laws in place, will carry on with business as usual. We live in a time today, I think there's enough innovations, there's enough investment going in the right direction. Because the more that we encourage the wrong investment, the more I think we are defeating the whole purpose of those companies that have the right investment vision, the right sustainability objectives of making the right investment. So we have to choose the right partners. And I think it's important. Saying no to someone doesn't mean that you're saying no to everything. It's saying the no to the person or to the company that has no verifiable and of course clear sustainability objectives. And that's why I was saying in Seychelles we match the tourism together with conservation. Today we have islands where they have the hotel pays for the conservation officers. These conservation officers don't run the hotel. They count birds, they do transects, they protect. But then the hotel saw the ecotourism from this. So now they take the tourists on trails, they take the tourists.
So it can be a virtuous circle, is the point.
Of course. Of course, the benefits, you see, you have to penetrate through this challenge that we have, that we only need to create jobs and we only need to build new buildings and all this. We need to see the whole thing as a package, and we need to encourage investment towards this package. And I'm sure, and I'm 100% convinced, because we've done it in Seychelles, we've proven that it can be done in attracting. And of course, what happens, once you attract the good investors and the environmentally sound investment, the ones who came previously with a bad investment started to say, that's the way things work, so we need to change our policies. So these forces of change starts with this robust decision making that you need to have. If you just let you be rolled over because of investment, you're not going to get anywhere.
So if there's one thing that this conference could come up with this week that would help alleviate the issues of chemicals and toxic waste, what would that be?
Okay, this conference is dealing with months of negotiation. I wish this issue of chemicals and waste could have been more reflected in the outcome document. But that said, my message here is that the solidarity among the small island states needs to be strengthened. We cannot carry on in a fragmented way from the sustainability objective. I talk about sustainability because it encompasses what the seeds want. It's not a place just to come and make speeches. It's a place for us to take action, for us to be together and say, look, our islands are facing this, our islands have got opportunities. We will not only be, you know, talking about what is impacting us, but we're going to talk about those opportunities on how we can adapt better, how we can make tourism drive the economy in a better way, how we can make, you know, a deal with climate change. I know it's a big issue, climate change, and it's complex. We cannot solve it here. But at least we can, as a group of small islands, say, look, what can we do as a group of small islands? Not only to go and negotiate in the treaty, but also in-house, in our own countries, dealing with the impacts of climate change on health, on our water resources, and we can do a lot. Water harvesting, for example. Are we going to sit and wait for no water to come and then start investing in water harvesting? Islands need water harvesting, and I'm yet to see, you know, I can count on my fingers governments that have put in place national legislation to say when you build a new building now, it has to have rainwater harvesting. You can have it in very small islands that have serious water problems, but in the big islands, because we're still having water, we're not taking it seriously. But it will become a serious issue in the future, and we need to start climate-proofing our societies.
Be bold, think big.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Those two words. That's my. We are small, but think big and be bold and be together.
Thanks very much indeed.
Pleasure.